Okay, everyone, we are opening up this week's inbox, and Candace is on the phone. Candace.
Lisa, hi.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you for taking a break from your fall schedule, your favorite time of the year, as you were just telling me.
I just had to put down the ladle for the apple cider so I could take your call.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that. So that's what we're going to do.
Let me set my pumpkin carving tools aside and wipe my hands off here while I grab my pen.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to road trip it out there and do some Q&As straight from your house and sip cider. And we'll have
to
plan that into
pumpkin
the schedule.
Soup.
I know.
Oh, my
goodness.
Soup.
Hey, I've had your pumpkin soup. It is good. Okay, well, you're going to answer this question here, and it's going to be amazing. So this
Lisa, is this a prophecy?
It is.
I will try not to disappoint.
It's one of my prophetic gifts here. So, all right, well, this listener says, I want the man to pursue me in a relationship, but am I putting too many rules into place when I think I'm not allowed to email, text, or phone the guy ever? He must always initiate. I don't want to pursue the man or lead in the relationship, but am I expecting too much? What do you think, Candace?
Well, I think she's got two different questions going here. She says, am I never allowed to email, text, or phone? To which I would say, of course not. There will be times when you're dating someone that you will email, text, and phone. But I think the real question is, and the one that's not spoken but certainly seems to me to be what's really on her mind, is there harm in contacting someone that I'm interested in? And is it okay if I'm the first one to reach out? And to that I would say, no, let him reach out first. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't introduce yourself at a party, that you can't walk up to a man at church and say, hey, my name is Candace, nice to meet you, or, you know, whatever your name is. But that you need to be careful not to let your frustration with not being asked out, because she said in her question, this is never happening to me. No one is ever reaching out to me. And I think that's the deeper issue. She's frustrated that what she longs for and desires, that is a relationship with a godly man, isn't happening, and she's wanting to sort of nudge that process along. And I think that's where you get into trouble, is when you are the first initiator, when you're the one to reach out first, especially if it is with the intent of starting a relationship, then you've set a precedent that, frankly, is not biblical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how, like, for example, you know, how should that play out? Because I know, for example, in the Q&A that you answered this week, you know, you talked about that in the online dynamic where really,
right. You
know, you can kind of feel awkward about hanging around and feeling like, well, hey, this guy's, you know, interesting. He seems cool. And I know other women that initiated and now they're married to these
right. Guys
they met, you know,
right.
online.
Right.
So how, you know, what should that look like? Because some women are just naturally kind of more gregarious or forward and they have all these questions
right. And
want to ask them. How can they balance that?
Well, two things, and I touched on this a little bit in the article, and that is, this is one of the main reasons that I think it's not ideal to meet and mingle this way online. It's a lot easier in a real-life setting, because in a real-life setting, it's much easier to distinguish between sticking your hand out for a handshake, saying, hi, my name is Lisa, it's great to meet you, how long have you been at the church, and just to have a natural conversation when you happen to find yourself in the same physical space with someone, that you don't have to bite your lip until he says hi first. You know, we're operating on the rule of kindness here. It's much more difficult to have that kind of clarity when you're in an online setting, and I think, Lisa, you touched on something really helpful there. And clarifying, if you are not gregarious by nature, it's going to feel more awkward to be the first one to say something. And it's probably going to come across a little more awkward. It may seem like, you know, you're suggesting more than you mean to. So someone who really naturally can just say, hey, I saw your profile, that's so cool, I love rock music too, or, you know, whatever, I love so-and-so, or I read that book, hey, what'd you think of it? And it really can be just sort of a platonic outreach, whereas someone who has to, you know, think and hem and haw over what they're going to say for, you know, 20 minutes and write and rewrite and then finally hit send and it's all hijinks and nerve-wracking and really write back and, you know, you end up infusing it with so much meaning. And I think that's where you get into trying to force it. And so as long as online or in any setting, you can keep it casual and genuinely from your heart attitude, just a sense of, hey, I'd like to introduce myself and just say hello. I think that's fine. It's just that when you are, you have to check your heart. And, you know, if you're not sure, ask someone who knows you well, do you think my motives are pure on this? Am I really just trying to be nice? Or am I wanting to move this guy along? Because he clearly is not getting the signals that we should be married.
Yeah. And I think that's good, a good word for the guys, too, because there are a lot of guys out there that may be naturally shy and they feel like, oh, I don't really know what to say. And you can ask an honest question or give an honest compliment without coming across as some Mac Daddy creeper. You know, I mean,
right.
It's just there's nothing wrong with honestly showing interest in a girl or just being kind, you know, and asking a nice question and stuff. And I think guys kind of over extrapolate that a little bit and think, oh, I need to be this, you know, super confident player, you know, or whatever, and that's not what girls are looking for.
Yeah. Well, you know, this just makes it so much more, I think, compelling why it's good to meet guys in settings where you spend a lot of time, ideally a church setting where you have the input of other people and you have their help. You know, far better than just reaching out, being the first one to send the text or the email that says, hey, I think you're awesome. You want to have coffee? Which is basically saying, hey, I'd like to ask you out on a date. I mean, you might not call it that, but that's really what you're doing. Rather than that, take all your energy and excitement about a guy and sit down with your mentor and say, you know, what do you think about Joe? I seem to notice him. He seems to have high character. Do you think we'd be a good match? And kind of have that conversation with somebody who is a neutral observer who can absorb some of your energy and probably necessarily help calm you down a little bit, maybe give you some things to think about, but then also maybe be on the lookout for an opportunity to say to Joe, hey, have you thought about Susie? You know, that kind of thing can be more natural in that setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a good word from Candace. Everyone, we want you to write to us at editor@balness.org so we can answer your question in the future. Make sure you are submitting your questions. And make sure you find us on Facebook and on the blog so that you can interact with this question and with the rest of the show as well and give us your feedback, because that is what helps us shape future shows, quite frankly. So if I have not reminded you recently, and I don't think I have, make sure that you go check out the show on iTunes as well, subscribe to it, and then make sure you post a review as well, because that helps kind of other people get to know what the show is about and kind of gives us a little bump there on iTunes to give kind of a shout out about the show and helps other people hear about it. So, well, that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.